Henry is going to be leaving the city about 2:30 this afternoon.
Fine.
Do you want to see him sometime? Or let him know?
Yeah, I'll let you know. I've got plenty of time.
Incarcerated.
hit that hard. That's right, Jim. You're absolutely right. Listen, if a guy's been there, you know what condition he's in. You don't know what his condition is in mentally and otherwise. And it's like, look, if George Allen can keep, or Woody Davis can keep Chris out of the locker room after a game has been lost, or won for that matter, you know what I mean? Because he's afraid that somebody's going to say something he's later going to be sorry for. For Christ's sake, can't we protect the free people? Enough he could have been in prison 6 years. The purpose of this is the individual.
Right, see, because you called him on it. they felt that you said to them, look, fellas, you write what you want. I understand what you have to write. I understand what your views are. And here's the production I'm going. In other words, you did not waver in any way to the pressure of their questions in terms of your answers. They did feel you were tough. They did feel you were hard on them. There's a mixed degree of opinion as to whether you were testy or angered or any of that type of thing. But they do not feel that you convey that.
Rather said I'm breathing hard on it. Anybody is crap. That's bullshit.
No.
Look, everybody should have a television show. And some people are going to crack him in turn. Not you. Not you. But I would rather talk in Colson's office to do what they should do if you get him reading on the basis that they saw it on television. And wonder what the hell is he reporting the same thing that they saw.
Right.
That's the point that
I
guess it's his style to create.
That's his style. And it's nothing that... Actually, Mr. President, I've oftentimes saying that some of the letters and so forth that go to CBS and Rather on this type of thing don't help, but they may...
Make irritating.
No, not irritating. They may work the other way.
I don't... Not from us. They can never come from us. I don't want you to get... I don't want you to... Let me put it this way. I don't want you ever to get... In responding to it like a rather, the best way to handle him is he paid attention. In other words, when he pops off like this, I wouldn't call him. I just act as if I hadn't heard him. But you think so?
Well, just so
we have been trying, at times. I know you call him as well, but if it's a factual, there are two different things. If it's a total factual mistake, then call him in and raise all the hell. But where it's an opinion, then that's your own business. And I think the thing that kills any press man the most is to be paid not to give any attention to. You know,
sir, Marvin Kelly.
That's what kills them, Ron, about me. Those guys know out there that I don't give a shit what they say. You know what I mean? I'm not going to be affected by it. Don't you agree with that? And they just drive somebody up and I say, it's going to get you to write this. And let's go.
Jim McMahon has asked me yesterday in the briefing. Westinghouse. He said, Ron, this may gag you to have to answer this. I totally ignored him. I wasn't belligerent. I just ignored the fact that he had used that question and just went on to another one. But that really got to him, and that's fine. That's good to do, I think. Because it was in a strong way to say, look, fellas, we recognize your role. We recognize your place, but you don't. You're not fooling us in any way at all. Collectively, you are a body of liberal thinkers.
That's right.
That's really the message that went out to them.
Sure.
And I am not going to move in my judgments, in other words, the impression you convey, because of your position. Now, it wasn't done in a strident way. In the television of that, which I watched it all on all of the news shows, and the reaction to it has been tremendous. The television was good. There was no anger or heavy breathing. It was the clips they used, as a matter of fact, had a mixture of humor and a mixture of firmness. But this rather thing's inside stuff. Inside stuff. I think we're in good shape with it.
What are the things that you said Cal called?
Oh, well, I was saying, to bear out your point, Cal called yesterday and I didn't take his call, and I'm not going to. Because I thought he did a lousy job of asking questions of Henry. I think the program was a plus. It was good. It was upbeat and so forth. But Cal did a lousy job of questioning.
You think he did it deliberately?
Yes, sir. I think to a degree he did.
How deliberately? I mean, he didn't want to bring up interesting points or whatever.
Well,
but the crisis, getting an hour in front.
Well, that's right. I think just professionally he did a very bad job. I think Henry did an excellent job. I think Cal did a terrible job.
That's what I anticipated. And let me say, Cal doesn't do it terribly because he's not smart. Cal is very smart. What I think of Cal's case is that he, as I told you often, the worst thing a press man can do to you, much worse than asking a dirty question, is to ask a dull question. Mm-hmm. And that's what Cal was doing, in my opinion. Dull, complicated, that sort of thing, you know. And it's the understanding.
Well, Well, I think in this case, I don't think he was developing a malicious attack on Henry. I just think he is so sucked up in the, you know, the theory and all this type of thing that he blew it on the questions. But it was a good program. If we had a decision to make over, I would still.
Oh, we should ask you. Did you call when you went on speaking?
At 11 o'clock.
Spiral Roll.
She's in great shape.
You call her.
I'm going to at 10:30. You said half an hour before. I'll call her at 10:30. But she's in good
shape.
Want
me to call her?
That might be, I think, a little
too far. Why don't you call her now?
Okay.
Just as much out of it by doing it out there in that road as if I were to walk in the East Room.